to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's a great day. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot in a lot of different ways. We're going to be talking about a number of things today, but we're going to start out with our producer. He's pretty hot. Frosty.
Hi.
Yeah, I see. When's the last time a guy called you hot?
That'd probably be the first time ever.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand. But speaking of hot... Let me talk about my soulmate, Linda.
Oh, gosh. You know, again, another blushing morning. It's a good way to wake up. Good morning. Hey, I want to pass something on that we got. There's a store called So What, S-E-W-W-H-A-T. It's a quilt store. And they're going to be having a food drive to benefit Living Hope Compassion Ministries in Reading. And due to economic conditions, the need is greater than ever. They are open from 10 to 5:30 and weekdays until 5. The last day, if you can go in there and buy tickets, and they're going to be raffling off this beautiful quilt. And the last day to buy will be June 30th, and they'll draw it on July 1st. Food donations are always down during the summer months, so they're in need. So there you go. And let's go to the phone. Yes, we are going to come in and work our bodies today. Joe, what's your tip of the week?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, hey, what I want to suggest is that your listeners go back to their exercise roots and include walking in their exercise routine. You know, about a year ago, I was speaking with one of our successful clients, and he obviously had incorporated exercise successfully into his lifestyle, and I asked him the keys to his success, and it was interesting. One of the things that he said is that every evening, rain or shine, he would just go out on a walk. And I thought to myself, you know, that's interesting. And, you know, most of us begin our exercise originally when we first start an exercise program. When we're just infants in exercise, we'll start with walking, and then we'll kind of phase it out as we, you know, go on to more activities that are more productive and more time efficient and so forth. But my suggestion would be to leave walking as a part. You burn about 100 calories a mile. And it's a great stress reducer. It's a great way to catch up with your spouse on what went on that day and so forth. So if we could just skip that stressful evening news and go out and get a 2 or 3 mile walk every evening, you're going to burn about an extra 2,000 calories a week. And, who couldn't use that?
Well, you know, Joe, I agree with you. And I was trying to get Linda and Kathleen to do some walking yesterday when we were out there shooting those Islamic Jihad squirrels. They were hiding in the alfalfa, and we tried to have Linda and Kathleen walk through the alfalfa with these cymbals, banging them to see if they could push them out, but they just refused.
They could have gotten a little bit of arm work with the cymbals as well.
Well, we did get some good thigh action because we were trying to avoid the potholes.
Yeah, you got a little bit of agility work there,
yes,
too.
Oh, we're looking forward to coming in today and working out with Angie. In fact, when we were with our friends yesterday, Lou and Kathleen, we were discussing. They said, well, tell us about this circuit again. So, you know, we can try to describe it all you want with the balls, the weights, the ropes, the poles, the plastic water.
The leather mask.
I said, just join us.
Just join us. The first time is on us. Anyone can come in and try it for free. We'd love to have you try it, and you can be a complete beginner, and you can get through that circuit just fine. But the most advanced exercise person is going to have a great workout as well.
All right, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Hey, look forward to seeing you guys today.
You bet.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance. We love that place. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Free Four Winds Jewelry. Well, Free Fire. Anyway,
we hope that jewelry's free.
Yeah, free
Bring
jewelry.
It on.
No, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, They'll buy your gold and give you the best prices in town. They're open from 9:30 to 4. They do quality work, quality prices. We recommend Four Winds Jewelry. Okay.
Yesterday, we had an amazing trip. And on the way back from that trip was just kind of a, we'd never known about this place. I don't think we've ever heard about it, but we are talking about it now because if you ever go on Interstate 5, 13 miles northeast of Weed, from Interstate 5, take the central Weed exit by towards Klamath Falls. It's called the Living Memorial Sculpture Garden. Unbelievable. I mean, well, Carl, it was made, the sculptures were made by a veteran. His name, Dennis Smith.
Yeah, former Marine, fought through Vietnam, was at the Siege of Khe Sanh. He's got a number of sculptures out there, including a one dedicated to the missing in action prisoners of war, one's for the family, one's for the wounded, the nurses. It's beautiful out there, and it's maintained by the local Kiwanis group.
Well, we talk about the fact that the North State is a beautiful place, and this is, I think, this probably hands down of any place that I've been in the North State, where you just go off the freeway and you pull in and all of a sudden there's the sculpting garden. I didn't know when they said sculpting garden, I was thinking it was shrubbery. I'm embarrassed to tell you. What I thought it was. Then we drove in and every beautiful sculpture, the backdrop would have been Mount Shasta or the beautiful, I just can't explain it. You just have to go and see it.
It was. And it's like I said, it's out of Weed heading toward McDowell out in that way on that road. So if you got something to do, you don't have anything to do on a Saturday or Sunday, take a trip up there. It's beautiful. Okay, our guest today.
In the studio, right here.
In the studio, sitting with us, chomping at the bit. Ken Warenas. And Ken has one of the most interesting occupations, and we've seen him at the farmer's market and a few other places. And we thought, you know, it's now the time with we're talking about recycling and everything we can do to help the environment, that Ken's probably a good guy to come on. Ken, good morning.
Well, good morning. I'd like to say thank you very much for having me on board.
Absolutely.
So tell our listeners.
Well, I'd like to share a little bit with them about the soil food web, which would include fungi.
Tell them the name of your business.
Oh, ReddingCompostTea.com.
There you go. Okay.
And I sell worms, worm castings, actively aerated compost tea, and I do tea evaluation through a microscope.
What's tea evaluation?
Tea evaluation is where I look at your compost tea under a microscope, and I can tell you if you're bacteria-dominated or fungi-dominated, your protozoa count, and stuff like that.
How interesting, and now's the time for people who really want to garden in their backyard, correct?
Absolutely. I'd like to empower the people with the knowledge of how to make their gardens and their flowers and their yards grow better. And the greatest way to do that is with the soil food web, which means incorporating bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and compost on your plants.
Well, how do we begin?
Well, the best thing to do is go to my website, ReddingCompostTea.com, and that will bring you to a copious amount of information. I think it's important that we all learn how to bring life back to our soil. And the best, quickest way to do that is with the use of actively aerated compost tea, along with compost and other organic material.
Now, do you just mix this up into the soil?
You can mix the tea, you can mix it into the soil, pour it in a soil drench, or you can actually apply it to the leaves. And it's quite easy for anybody and everybody to make. I wish everybody in town could make it themselves so we can have a lot more life in our soil.
Well, isn't it indicative of the area up here that we have a lot of lava in the soil?
There's a lot of lava in some areas, a lot of clay in others, and sand and decomposed granite in others. But with the application of organic matter and the microbes, it will improve any soil that we have.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got some people on the line, and one of them wants to talk about aerated worm tea, which right now scares me. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. It's Carla Linda Bott here. We have a special guest in the house. His name is Ken Warenas. But you know what? What we'd like to do here with Free Fire Radio is we need to empower the people. And when you can take your soil and figure out what to do to be able to grow a garden on your own, it's such an empowering feeling of something that you can do. But let's go to the phones right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
We're great.
Carl, and Mr. Ken Warini is the special guest.
Yes.
He's the Redding aerated worm tea man, and everybody down at the farmer's market just loves it. I wanted to just call in and personally endorse his great product. I've used both the superior worm castings that he has and, best of all, that aerated worm tea.
How's that worm tea taste, John?
Huh?
What's that worm tea taste like?
It's, you know what? It's a little malty. It pops, right? The aroma goes right up your nose.
Yeah, and goes out other places. Okay, yeah, we're gonna talk to Ken right now about how to make that stuff.
I just want to say one thing about it. My roses really respond to it, but more important, my neighbors book an order for my corn as a result of this stuff the past 3 years. It's great.
Wow.
And it endorsed it high enough.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, John.
Bye, guys.
You know, when your neighbors talk, it's big time.
Okay.
So.
The tea.
Okay, we don't have much time, so I'd like to just share with all the people out there the basic elementary way to make tea. You start off with a 5-gallon bucket. You put 4 gallons of water in it. You let it sit out overnight so the chlorine dissipates. You put 2 good handfuls or about a quart of quality worm castings or compost in the water. You put a quarter cup of molasses, a quarter cup of sea kelp, and you aerate it really, really well, over 6 parts per million for 24 to 48 hours, and you have compost tea. And you just pour it on the soil or apply it to the leaves. And that creates an environment where all the microbes will multiply, and they create nutrients for the plants. They take from stuff from the soil, from the air and the water, and they metabolize it. They multiply. The bacteria and the fungi, they do that. Then along comes these little Pac-Man guys called protozoa. They eat the fungi and the bacteria, and what they excrete or what's left over is in a chelated form for the plants, and that enables the plants to take up those nutrients in a very fast and easy way.
Do you give classes?
No, but I am at Farmers Market every Saturday, and I do lectures at colleges and at schools. If there's teachers out there that would like me to come down and teach your kids how to do this stuff, just give me a call. My number is 243-2836 or number 2-HEAVN, to heaven.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, so...
Because there's nothing better than a great
name?
Tomato.
Okay, we need your website again.
Redding Compost Tea. com.
Okay, let's talk about what I heard there was kelp and molasses.
Yes,
there were a couple other things there that were kind of scientific for me.
Well, basically that's the main ingredients along with the water and the microbes, you know, that are inside the particulate matter of the compost.
So 4 gallons of water, 2 handfuls of
compost or really good worm castings.
Okay, now what's worm castings?
Worm castings is basically worm poop. That's
okay. And where do you get worm poop?
You can buy it from me at Farmer's Market.
From worms?
And worms.
There's not a colony I can go visit and say, give me 2 handfuls of your poop.
No, just come down and get some really good quality worm castings from me at Redding's Farmer's Market every Saturday from 7:30 until 12 o'clock.
I'm just blown away here. I mean, I've heard about that, and I had friends that made a compost pile.
Okay.
In Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to test this.
Okay.
Ken, we're going to put you to the test. I have 3 tomato plants that was foisted on me by my father-in-law, whom I love.
Good.
And I have a thumb that will kill anything. All right? I can kill a cactus garden.
Okay.
And have.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to use your stuff. We're going to put them in the right spot for tomatoes to grow.
I look forward to this.
And we're going to use your stuff, and we're going to keep track of this. And once a week or so, or whenever we remember,
I will bring you tea.
You will call us, or we will call in, and we'll say the tomatoes are growing.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay,
good. They're about 2 feet high right now. My dad started them off when they were just little buds.
They have got the best chance in the world under your dad's tutelage.
Yes.
However, when they come into me... We mean it when we say it's a free fire zone when it comes to plants. Okay.
Should we take a couple calls? Maybe there's something there regarding composting.
Well, I think Henry wants to talk about the economy.
Hello. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine. We got a couple minutes here, Henry.
Good. I am so irate you can't even believe it. You know, you had a lady caller on there about yesterday or Friday. that is the state quit paying her taxes because she was on that program?
She was on the program that pays for elderly people, that pays their property tax. It doesn't pay for, well, it pays for them, but it's just a loan that when they sell the house, the money goes back with interest to the
government. Yeah, I'm familiar with the program, although I don't use it. But the fact remains that I am so irate the state would even think about doing something like that.
You mean paying it or taking it away?
Taking it away.
Yeah, so am I.
And frankly, is there any way that you could solicit some donations and take care of at least a year of her taxes?
Well, you know what? I can't. I'm not. We are not set up to do that. What we are set up to do is to go to our representatives to see where that is in Congress, and then organize everybody to go after them and just say enough. You know, say, hey, why are you doing this to our elderly when we're spending billions on literally billions a year on things that we shouldn't be spending on, you know, illegals, extra pay, the whole thing. But you know, there's so much stuff here. We've got to take a break. We're at that hard break now. But you know what, Henry, I am just like you. I am so mad about this. But thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something we can do about it. We just have to get ourselves and other people organized here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You got to admire people that put out as much for this community as Joe and Shelley do. Plus the fact they've got the finest tobacco emporium here in the Western United States, and their coffee shop, Espresso Joe's, is where we go when we want coffee and get that extra shot of caffeine in the morning. The people down there are knowledgeable. They take good care of you in all things. Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew. Lisa? Lisa,
hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Now, Lisa is one of the leaders of the Stop Tank, and I promise you, to our, all of our listeners, that this Transmission Agency of Northern California, there's a lot of things that's going on with this that people need to know about, because I am just coming home the other day from Sacramento seeing all the power lines. I had some questions, and I hope, Lisa, you can be able to answer a couple of these, but I know some things have happened. Talk to us.
Well, there's a few things that have happened. One, there's the eminent domain issue. The banks, if you're upside down in your property right now, Mr. Hauser was on the show and talked about paying people eminent domain money, and they're not buying your property, remember. They're just going to take a section of it and give you a little bit of money. If you get any eminent domain money and you're struggling with your mortgage right now, the bank will automatically take that money.
Well, now, will it automatically take it, or can it take it?
Oh, that's right. And it's an option that the banks have if you look at your mortgage, and you should check your mortgage. There's an option the bank has to take your money if you're upside down or behind in your payments or struggling. Many banks are doing that just because of the economic situation right now.
And that's the way I read it. It's the fact is that they don't have to, but a lot of them are taking that option, that if your land is condemned or a portion of your land is condemned for whatever reason and the money is given to you, it has to go via the bank. They have to sign off on it, and a lot of them are keeping it.
Yes, they are. So, if you bought your property at a high price and it's now worth less, and you're struggling with it and you get a little bit of money for it, you're probably going to go straight to the bank if they choose that option. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Lisa, maybe you can answer this question. Just the people that are doing this, the entities that are wanting to put 600 miles of power lines through our county and other counties, are they elected officials that are doing this?
Yes, they are. Oh. And we had some really interesting information this morning, and I really would love for the mayor to answer this and clarify it for us we have the clear, you know, information.
Oh, so it's not just the utilities that are doing this. I mean, it's the utilities that are running this thing, but is it the government that's backing them on this?
WAPA is involved, but WAPA says that they're not quite as interested in this project as Tank is. It's not as high a priority for them as it is for Tank.
Well, let me ask another question. Is if our county and city say, we don't want this coming through our area here, we don't see what it'll do for us, Can they still force it through?
You know, that was another thing Mr. Hauser said about if Reading pulls out of this project, that SMUD and the other agencies will go ahead with it. And that's not necessarily true. SMUD has had their reputation tarnished through this whole thing, and they will pull out if enough of these other municipalities, utility companies pull out.
Okay.
But I do have to say, Carl, and I want the mayor to clarify this for us, that owns a hydroelectric station in Round Mountain, Cres A, and he is selling power. So we'd like to know who he's selling power to.
Okay.
Is he selling power to Tank? And we'd like him to answer that question for us.
Okay, now what was the question again? You broke up there for a second.
The mayor of Reading.
Right.
The mayor of Reading.
Yeah, Bassetti.
Has a hydroelectric station in Round Mountain, Cres A area of the Ready Report.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the Cove area. And we'd like to know if he is selling power. Who is he selling power to? Is it Tank? Because that would be a conflict of interest.
Well, now, when you say he is, you mean what, something he owns or the city?
He owns a hydroelectric station. We'd like him to clarify about his hydroelectric station he owns.
Well, that's a good question.
And we'd also like to know why Kurt Starman was trying to stop the League of Cities from coming in on Thursday, the 24th. The League of Cities is supposed to have their meeting here. They wanted to put on the agenda that the Tank Project and talk about it with the City of Reading, and Kurt Starman called them and asked them to not put it on the agenda and to possibly move the actual date and location of the meeting out of Reading.
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll put a phone call in to Kurt Starman and ask him if this is true, and if it is true, why he did that.
Yeah, we'd like to clarify those few things, but we'd like to talk about what's going to happen on July 8th. July 8th is the Tank meeting. We'd like the Board of Supervisors. They have listened to all the citizens. They asked Tank to come here and address questions from the citizens. And at the Cascade Theater on the 8th, in the evening, there's going to be a meeting with Tank. Hold 1,000 people at the Cascade Theater. We'd like everyone to come out and ask questions of Tank, ask questions of REU about this project, and have them clarify, you know, what's going on and the truth about this project. In the afternoon from 2 to 4, we will have a Stop Tank rally at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Boulevard. We have Carol Overland coming in to speak about transmission lines, about fighting transmission lines, and the effects of transmission lines on your property and your eminent domain. And from 4:30 to 5:30, we will have a walk from Reading City Hall to the Cascade Theater, a very peaceful walk, we want everyone to know, but we will be making a statement about Stop Tank.
Well, great. We got to take a break now, and thank you for your call.
Okay.
This is Carl Indebott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hang on, Lisa, we're going to get back to you as soon as we come back from this break.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Oh, today we're in with a myriad of subjects going on right here, which is great. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studios. They're our favorite photographer right there on Park Marina Drive next to the Beadman. You'll see the big brown building. On June 27th, they're doing a pet photo opportunity for $18. You can come in with your furry friend and take a great 8x10 shot. Go to our website, freefireradio.com. You'll see the kind of work that they do. They're pretty awesome.
I believe that's $19.
Okay, $19.
Okay. I don't want them to come in thinking it was $18.
$19. That's a dollar tip. And a can of dog food. Let's get to the phones.
Sharon, Worms.
Hey, hi, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, Carl and Linda, I want to say a couple things. It is absolutely great that your show is so focused on community involvement. I think today that is so important. All the stuff that's going on, we have to, I feel, depend on each other in this community more than ever before, and support of our local businesses and support of what's going on around here is so important. And you guys play such an instrumental part. I just thank you for that.
No, you know what? That's what we're here for. I mean, this is the station in our show is a way for people to get their thoughts out and to support the community. I mean, if we don't support the community and our neighbors, who will?
Yes, that's exactly right. We've got to be proactive and maybe get some grassroots movements going like we've been doing. Anyway, you've got great guests. And speaking of great guests, of course, my brother Ken is there about his worms. And I have a question for him.
Well, he's gone now. We have moved on. I'm sorry.
Oh, darn.
But he's coming back again.
Well, that's okay. Well, anyway, I appreciate what you guys are doing. Have them on again sometime.
Yeah, we will. Thanks a lot.
We got some good compost information out.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, not a problem. You know, I just also want to thank you guys for the show that you guys put on. It's really wonderful that you allow a lot of us little people to have an option to have a little voice heard. I also was calling in, like Lisa was, about the meeting on July 8th. But also, there is also one that's going to be going on here in Cottonwood on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the North Cottonwood School. And we're working with the same group up in Round Mountain, North State Landowners Committee. And we're going to be having an informational thing there for a lot of people that still don't know what's going on with this.
Okay, tell us what time and give us directions and what time.
It's going to be at 6 o'clock at the North Cottonwood School in Cottonwood, and the address is 19920 Gas Point Road. And if you take the Gas Point exit, doesn't matter which direction you are, just head west, and the school will be on your right-hand side.
Great. You know, I don't think people realize how many organizations there are jumping up here because how this is going to affect people everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
And again, I've got to go back, do some more research, but I'm not sure of it. I still think is that even though the utility companies are being run by their city councils, that it doesn't say the state of California wants your land. It says the utility company wants your land.
Right.
I just don't like that.
Neither do I.
I mean, I don't like that.
I have 20 acres and they're going to take it all.
Well, it's not even, it's the thought of if they want an inch of my property, don't tell me it's because a utility company wants it. You know, tell me it's because there's something that's going to be done for the good of a lot of people and not for a utility company to put a self-imposed, ceiling on the amount of green energy we must have. I mean, you know, when they make these rules up, you know, it was a feel-good rule that's going to cost us billions of dollars.
Right. And, you know, I have to tell you this. This last week, I thought it was quite interesting. We took our kids up to Shasta Dam for a tour. And we were sitting there watching a little video on how they do things and the hydropower that comes out of Shasta Dam.
Uh-huh.
It caught our attention because the only time that they use the electricity from Shasta Dam is during peak times. That's hydro. That's green. Why is it only used during peak times? I don't understand that.
There's a lot of electricity going through there. Yeah.
Well, if some of our brilliant listeners do know the answer to that, you know, call in. Let us know.
And we mean that by brilliant.
Yes.
I mean, there hasn't been one question we've ever asked that somebody hasn't called in and answered it. Julie, thank you so much. Okay, Thursday night at the Cottonwood School starting at 7 o'clock, right?
6.
No, it's 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, and also I just wanted to share this, too. We also have some green T-shirts that we're also doing that have the North State Landowners Committee and Stop Tank on them.
All right.
And we're trying to get everybody, as many people in green as possible, to let them know that we're united here and we're all standing together.
Send us a couple of the station. We'll wear them during the show.
You're awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I was watching YouTube over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I saw something at the Build-A-Bear group.
First of all, we're having a hard time hearing you. Are you on a handheld?
Yeah.
Can you get to where you have better reception if you're walking around?
Okay.
Is this about our builders exchange?
No, it's about a group that's not a lot, unlike Acorn.
Uh-huh.
Where they, what they want is the world economies to collapse.
Oh, okay.
So Frosty's money thing, I think.
Yeah, you've seen that, Frosty? Okay. Yeah, so they want the world economies to change?
Well, they want control of the world economy.
Okay.
And, you know, well, I was watching Glenn Beck last night where they showed where Acorn has now split, where they changed their name.
Yeah, I just saw that, too, is that because it had such bad publicity.
They're going worldwide now, where these two Radke brothers are now overseas in Africa and Europe, I guess, promoting, you know, the Acorn philosophy over there, which is similar to this Bilderberg group. And there's a lot of big names this video said.
Uh-huh.
We're part of the group, you know. Obama himself has, since he's so well liked, I don't know why, but.
Well, he is. He's got like a 56 or 57%
right.
approval rating.
But he's the pusher right now. Hillary Clinton is part of it. Robert Gates, Geithner, Volcker, Greenspan.
We've heard, like, Frosty just wrote something, too, about the Amero. Instead of the dollar, it would be the Amero for everybody in, North America. And Mexico would be the Amero dollar. But you know what? We were talking to some people yesterday. I'm on a kind of a, let's see what's going on with this thing. Right now, everybody's in turmoil because of what happened in the election, and there's so many changes going on here, and there's a lot of things out there if you take them separately and then tie them together. If you take them separately, but then you kind of start drawing lines, it scares you. But let's see where if those dots are really there. But, hey, thank you so much for your phone call, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you listening.
I'm going to take a break here. It's Carla Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. Hang on the phones. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400. You know, let me say something before we get to George and then Greg. The thing about local radio, if people call us and thank us and stop us and thank us for what we're doing. But you know what? Here's the strongest part of your local radio. Is you can listen to Rush, you can listen to Sean, you can listen to Laura,
you
can listen to
ringing.
My cell phone that's going off right now. You can listen to everybody. But they talk about national issues that sometimes, yeah, it's national issues, doesn't really touch us, and they're throwing bricks and all that. Where the rubber meets the road, where we can have an impact on things, is our local community. Our community can go after it. Can go after these things about a lady losing her home because the government's taken away that loan to pay her property taxes. We can fight tank. We can fight these things. We can change things. We can change things at the REU. We can try at least. But see, that's where local radio is our strength. And it's our strength is if we band together as a community and make things happen. Rush says a lot. He doesn't really care what happens in Redding. You care what happens in Redding. We care what happens in Redding. George, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you this morning?
We're wonderful. Thank you, George. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got three, actually. I wish you guys would get more time on the air. There's not quite enough time to cover what we need to. Secondly, I've asked you this not long ago, but I'll ask you again. I was not able to be there when the guy from the city was there. So what I'm wondering is if the city doesn't condone power lines over the city of Redding, why are they condoning power lines over the county and also all the cities to the south? I can't understand that a bit.
Because the city of Redding doesn't have their homes out in the county. I have a feeling that if the city leaders had their homes out there where the power lines are going across it, they may have a different idea about this.
Well, I think you're probably right on that. Thirdly, stimulus. You know, they gave us that 200, the older people, I don't know about other people, but I'm on Social Security, they gave us that $250 stimulus check. We couldn't turn it down. We had to take it. It's put right in your bank account. But at the same time, they took $30 a month away from mine. I'm sure they did other people's Social Security, which that $250 for the first year cost me $360 plus every year until they change it back the way it should be.
Well, I think also that you're going to have to pay taxes on that too, aren't you?
I'm sure we are. They said that if you didn't cash the check, you didn't have to pay taxes on it.
No.
But we had no choice.
Yeah. Well, you know, George, here's what I think is, from what I understand, is a lot of people now are starting to question this whole economic, you know, spending spree we've gone on. That a lot of people were, you know, a lot of people at first were for it. I think the numbers are way down. Anyway, you know, George, thanks a lot for your phone call. We got one more here before we have to wrap this up.
Thank you.
You bet. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you very much to you guys for helping to support community events. But some of the time, community events can actually have impact at the state and federal level as well, as in Reading Bostonian Tea Party Patriots. And we actually are putting out a little bit of an all-call right now to folks that we do need to meet at KRCR, which is the ABC affiliate, tomorrow at 4:30, as many people as would turn out to basically protest what is going on at ABC. We've influenced the special elections, and I think we can influence other things. We're not protesting free speech or the use of airwaves. What is unfortunate is that our tax dollars help to support the public airwaves which are out there, and there is a strong belief amongst many of us that this is an unscrupulous use of airwaves, especially since ABC has made a conspicuous effort to suppress any opposing views. They have not allowed anyone else to air anything in conjunction with
Hey, Greg, that meeting's programming. Hey, Greg, we've got to run. We've got the show's about over. Is it so? The meeting's you're going to be out there where? At what time?
Quick. Out by KRCR, by the convention center tomorrow, 4:30 until whenever.
Okay.
And bring signs.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Greg. Okay, we've run out of time again. And we've got so many things. We've got Sheriff Pasenko on tomorrow, among another groups of things we can talk about as criminals being turned loose and everything else. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Yeah!